We're not even recording. Think about the gold that you just
not
missed.
Want to do anymore.
I'm not letting you run.
You just missed gold, man. Yeah. That's what you missed.
This comedic gold, eh?
It was.
You just bashed.
Yo, we're gonna hit writer's block today. I feel like.
That's why we're supposed to come. We're shit in the tank, man.
Block. How are we in writer's block when you didn't even write shit?
That's the other part
of
it.
That's what I'm saying.
Holy
fuck. I couldn't
fuck.
Do it, man.
Like, for season three, we got to get our shit together, man. We pay for this fucking website.
You're stressing out too hard, man. Enjoy life, man. Enjoy it.
Are you telling me to relax?
I'm telling you to relax.
Telling me to relax?
Yeah, you got to enjoy it, man. You're stressing out.
I wanted to talk about what makes me enjoy life, but you guys are too scared of the question,
things
man.
Things are going to roll into place. That's how life happens. If you stress out and pre-plan, nothing ever happens.
Okay, you got to be prepared for the opportunity, man.
Prepare for what? Bro, I work 24 hours, man.
Yeah.
I'm always prepared.
Welcome to the Thirst World Problems Podcast, where we talk about drinks, current events, music, and more. Now, here's your host, Nick Dugal, and his panel of experts, B, Bell, and the infamous Doc.
This is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems, and welcome to Season 3. Despite what these knuckleheads have told you, we actually do have a lot planned for you. We've got a lot planned for this season. We're excited to be recording season 3. I love podcasting. I love being in studio with my man Nick and my boy B. This is just a fun time for us. We love what it is that we get to do. We love the fact that there's enough of you out there that like what we're doing and keep helping us here. So thank you again for all of our returning listeners. We very much appreciate everything that it is that you do in order to support us. Keep downloading, sharing with your friends. We love that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for supporting our show. Now, to any new listeners that are out there, this is Thirst World Problems. So what that means is we're the show that talks about drinks, we talk about sports, we talk about relationships, we talk about wacky scenarios that you might get into with your friends. Essentially, what we do on Thirst World Problems and what we're really trying to capture is just an open and honest conversation that you would have with close friends of yours. Doesn't matter what the topic is, doesn't matter what time of day or night it is, but it's that conversation where you rag on each other, but yet you still share some open and honest feelings that you have about a certain sports team, about what would happen if one of you caught one of your buddies doing something in the club that they shouldn't be doing. That's the kind of conversations that we love to have around Thirst World Problems. And when you listen to our interviews, you're going to get the same type of energy. So the same thing that we do here with one another is the same thing we do when we have a guest on the show. They may be a CEO of a big distillery, and we'll love to talk to them about their craft. We'll love to talk to the actors about what it is that they do and how they got into acting, or artists or authors about how they came to a point where they're creating this art or writing a book. What it is, what are the steps they've went through? But we also love to just talk about, hey, what is it that you do in your free time? What kind of meals do you like to have? What is it that you prepare? That kind of stuff where it's not just a straight, okay, we're going to ask you this question and hit that target. Okay, what's the next question? Oftentimes we get sidetracked just by what comes up in the conversation where we're talking to someone about their journey. And the next thing we know, you find out that they're in a reggae jam band, and this actually happened on the show. And we'll start talking more about the jam band than where we started off about their process or the distillery that they're involved with. Thirst World Problems, primarily and above all else, is about having a conversation with friends. So we cover a lot of current events, and you're going to hear stuff that are super topical. You're going to hear stuff that's super zany or off the wall at times because we love to clown around. But at the end of the day, what it is open and honest conversation. And hopefully that's something that you'll enjoy as well. Now, one of the criticisms that we get is that we sound like we're an amateur podcast. Here's a newsflash for you guys. We are an amateur podcast. Now, we started this journey about 2 years ago. And we've been going strong ever since. We've put out over 100 episodes. We've learned a lot a lot along the way. Even our setup has changed so much from what it was. Our audio is pretty solid if you listen to it. We got some quality drops. We've got some quality segments that, you know, we had to work through. And when we first went through them, not all of them were hits. We got rid of those. And now we've kept some of the good ones like Friction, Cock-a-doodle-doo, our Thirsty Q&As. We've got a bunch of good segments and a few new ones for you that you're going to hear this season. That being said, first and foremost, this is an indie podcast, okay? We're not recording this in a studio in Hollywood like some celebrity. Thirst World Problems is something that we are proud of, but we also know that it's a bit raw, and we like that. So you're going to be hearing us answer questions, and you're going to hear us think our way through or hear our thought process as we're responding to some of these questions. You're going to hear a few ums and ahs. We've gotten better than that over the time. You're going to hear a little bit of overtalk from time to time. But one thing you're always going to hear on Thirst World Problems is honest answers and heartfelt opinions. And I'm not going to apologize for that or apologize for being an amateur, because what we're doing is we're creating a show that we'd want to hear ourselves about a bunch of different topics that we find interesting. But first and foremost, I think I've said that like three times, we wanted to make sure that it offered varying perspectives on these topics. So oftentimes, we're all of different ages, different backgrounds, and we all always have different guests that are on from representing different backgrounds and different experiences. And that's what you get. You get conversations from a variety of different people sharing their openness and honest opinions. Sometimes we'll have a drink while we'll do it. I like to have a bit more than these little guys, but you know, that's their thing. We hope you enjoy what it is that we put out. And as long as we keep getting listeners and keep getting your support, we're going to keep putting it out. Now, I've hogged the mic, I think, probably long enough because these guys are giving me some looks. So I'm going to turn it over to, B? Nick, which one of you has got something for us?
I got a question to ask you guys. What's something you're just like, I need this in me right now when it's not really reachable? You know what I mean? Not like, hey, I'm going to go make fucking hot dogs or hamburgers or something, but something that you really want, but you're just,
dogs.
You know what I mean? But something that like you really want, but you just can't, you can't get that craving in time. You ever had something like that?
Could you repeat the question?
God, you ruined my excitement, man. What is it? What is a certain meal that gets you excited and you always want, but it's something that you cannot just have it instantly?
Oh, that's a good question. One meal that I'm super excited for: sweet and sour ribs, white rice, some nice grilled vegetables, and then with just a side of an Italian salad with Olive Garden style with like the hot peppers.
Yeah, but you can get that anytime.
I can't get that at any time, man.
If you wanted to, you could.
So you're talking about like something super rare and exotic?
No, what I think he's talking about is just a craving or something. Maybe you're in a different city or something and you ate something and you just can't get it here. Is that what you're kind of saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so, for example, so not your last meal, like
no, I'm not talking about your
like
last
meal. Like Bell's saying when he fucking just dying in fucking prison or something.
Yeah. Like, for example, like I just came back from Boston and man, when people are like, hey, what's something to get? And they're like, get clam chowder.
Boston.
Dude, clam chowder? Holy fuck, man. Game changer there. I couldn't believe it, man. It's,
really?
It's,
you were going into it thinking it's just like bad. Like
overrated,
not
right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But man.
What do they give you with that? Like bread and stuff?
Yeah, you just dip in bread and like, nice. You know, put nice pepper in it.
Lived man. Up to the hype, you saying?
Depends on where you go.
So what do they add in there? Like just bacon? Like there's, you can add like bacon and stuff, bacon bits.
Well, it's near, like there, it's a harbor, right? Like, so everything that they have is like fresh and stuff. Yeah. So things that you buy, you know, in a can or whatever, it's not going to be as authentic, but theirs is really just, they put everything on the spot and man.
I might have to be Chick-fil-A, man. I miss Chick-fil-A. Anytime I eat it, I just miss it so much. It's not even the sandwich. It's the sauce. Like,
sauce.
Yeah, I actually have three of the sauces in my bag right now. As weird. What? As weird as that is. Because I brought them back and I forgot to take them out.
Did you have to declare it?
Apparently not.
You don't got to refrigerate that or anything? It's just in your gym bag?
I don't know if they're usable.
You probably leave your gym bag.
What do you mean gym bag, man? I didn't fucking say gym bag. You guys are putting words in my mouth.
Leave the gym full of Chick-fil-A sauce.
No.
You go work out and then just squirt it.
Because when I always come back from anywhere, my suitcase is just... It's just there for like 3 weeks before I do anything with it, right? Because if you have like your work stuff out and stuff, you're fine.
Right.
So I just leave it there. And when I opened the backpack that I was traveling with, there's like 3-4 Chick-fil-A sauces in there. And I looked at them, I just put them back in there.
Do you just leave your gym bag in your car?
Nope.
You always take it
out? I always bring it in. Oh. Yeah, I always bring it in. Because you got to, like, how are you just going to leave it in there?
Well, what's normally in your bag? Just shoes?
Shoes, shirts, shorts.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Like I always take those out, but I always leave my shoes and stuff inside.
Really?
Yeah, I just leave it there.
Weird.
Is that weird?
No. Like sometimes you could just leave it in there.
Like I leave my bag in my car, and all it is just my shoes in there and like locker and like water and shit.
I don't like doing that because sometimes it deters you from going to the gym, I feel like.
No, not me, because it's there. So I'm like, hey, I'm ready. But I feel like if it's in my house, I'm like, not gonna get my bag.
Because if mine's in the car, that's how I think of it. That fuck, it's cold as fuck. I don't want to grab it and like, change everything. Sometimes your shoes are all stiff and whatnot.
Bro, if you're going to the gym, the best feeling in the world is putting like free runners, nice ice cold free runners.
Really?
Best feeling.
Like that?
I love that, man.
I just feel like your
best feeling
your
in the
feet
world.
Just like you got to break your shoes in all no, over.
Man, the best feeling in the world. This is nice. Nice ice cold. Just put it on your feet. You're ready to go, man.
Nah, I need my shoes to be warmed up like room temperature. You're going to go and put on cold shoes and you're going to start running.
Do a quick walk around and leave. Have you guys ever done that at the gym?
No, because then my toes just
don't
get
fucking
cold,
lie.
By the way.
Hold on.
Don't fucking
again.
Lie.
Say that again.
Have you guys ever put like your shoes on at the gym? Came out?
No.
And you're just like, fuck, I'm going home.
No, but
you guys have never done that?
I've never done that, but
I've done
this
that
is what I've
times.
Done.
I know you did that. Okay, I'll let you tell it.
I've gone into the gym. I've scanned my card. I walked through the thing, and I just realized, fuck, I don't want to be here. I turn around and I walk on. They're like, see you later. I'm like, bye.
Yeah, you're just like pretending you're going to the car or something.
Hello? Yeah, hello? Okay. Yeah, I'll be there.
An emergency, you say?
The worst is when you come to the parking lot and you just dip, though. I don't know if you guys have ever done that. You come to the parking lot, you take a second, you go on your phone or whatever. You're just like, fuck, I'm going home.
Oh, you guys got me beat. Look, I don't even go to the gym, so I can't shame you guys for turning around and going back. But if I show up to a basketball game and my shoes are cold, I can't do it, man.
Feeling, man.
Can't do it.
So what's the situation behind this? Because you love you're athletic guy. You love basketball. Why don't you like going to the gym? Like even a couple people I was talking to, like your friends, they were telling me as well that you just don't like going to the gym. What is it about it? You know, you don't have to go there and just be a crazy big guy. Like it tightens your muscles. Like you're quicker because of it. I don't know. Like what's the motive behind this?
I don't know, man. I just never had any appeal to go and work out and like lift weights and stuff like that. Or just, I guess also just cheap. Like I don't need to go and pay for exercise. Like for a while, like just me and my buddies or whatever, it used to be an ideal setup. We'd go and lift weights on football Sunday and do things like that. But that's the only real time I worked out consistently.
How much?
But I play a lot of sports, I guess, for cardio and whatnot. And
how much alcohol do you spend on a weekend?
Probably a bottle, probably average about three bottles a month.
If you eliminated one bottle, you'd be able to go to the gym.
As he sips the vodka
on the rocks.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, like I said, I just don't.
So is that just it? That you just don't want to do it? Or like what's...
Yeah, I mean,
it's just odd because you're just an athletic guy. Like, you love sports. Like, you would think you'd be in the gym.
Well, that's it. I guess for the most part, if I'm doing something like, if I need cardio or something, then I'm going to get that from playing sports. Instead of running on the treadmill, I'll run around the court or run around the field that way. And I just never got into the whole lifting weights thing. I know. I guess I'm kind of worried what would happen if I was a stronger, bigger guy. I think it'd be.
I could have told you. I could have told you what would happen. You probably would have dominated, man. Realistically,
I'll hurt somebody like
that. I'll be honest with you. You
might worried about
the way you play. I think you would have. I really think you would have. You would have been a game changer, and
so how
you would
so,
be able to move faster, jump higher, right, and just
oh, yeah.
push people around. 100%, really,
100%.
Yeah.
So how good that's was Bell?
Be the nicest thing I'm ever going to say to you.
How good was Bell? How good was Bell when he was younger? Obviously, he's still good, but like, how good was he when he was younger?
He was great. Like growing up, like you know, like obviously different tiers, right? Like. I hear about these guys.
You were in the highest tier. That's what you're saying right now. You were the highest tier.
Bell was
never dead.
No. When I was younger, right? Like growing up, like you see these guys play and stuff. Like, cause my brother played, right? And like you see these guys play. And you see a big difference. It was crazy. But then, you know, evolution, some people just. I'll leave it as that.
I'm probably better now than I was in high school for sure. Like, especially shortly after high school. We started playing senior men's basically right out of high school. So probably around the time I got to be the age that you are now is probably when I probably peaked for basketball. That being said, getting back to our, did you mention what your meal was? Was it clam chowder or was that
No.
You got another one? All right.
Clam chowder's not my go-to, but I mean, just saying in general, like that was just amazing. But what was yours again? It was Taco Bell? What was it again?
Well, was it fast food? I'd answered and said...
Double Decker?
So I was saying like a Thanksgiving meal or something, basically.
Okay, if we're talking about like exotic food that you can't get locally, then I'd have to go with what you guys call the Caribbean burrito, but
Caribbean burrito,
like a roti from back on the island Barbados there.
Oh, you mean a patty?
Where you can get.
You mean Jamaican patty?
No, like a roti, which is once again like curry stuffed. Curry stuff, either chicken or beef, in a dal shell or a chickpea shell, and it is absolutely delicious. Especially when you can find it authentic. You can get it with jerk chicken inside, or on the side. I'd get some jerk chicken on as well to pair with it. Delicious, absolutely delicious. From a nice older lady has a little hut that she makes some of it, and yeah. Hopefully she's there when I go back next.
You mean a gordito crunch? Gotcha.
nice gordita crunch box meal. Like.
Nice box meal. No, mine's this alu, this potato, like alu tikki, like this potato, like near my house in India, in Jalandhar. This guy comes, he's got a squad, man. He literally comes to my house every day. Like there's a, like probably six or seven of them. And they have everything around them, like all the veggies and everything, and they fry it right in front of you. It's the craziest thing you'll ever see. It's probably
where is this?
In Jalandhar, in India, right? And man, it's potato, but it's like spicy, but like at the same time, it's sweet. It's you know, there's veggies around it, onions. Oh man, it's the craziest thing.
Good ever. Presentation.
Great presentation, man. Yeah. I should have just I eat that every day. I don't know how I did it, but nice. I eat it every day.
Nice.
Phenomenal. NBA trade deadline just passed. What are your highlights and what are some questionable trades that you saw and you guys wanted to mention here? My biggest D'Angelo Russell trade with the Wiggins. I feel like Minnesota went all in, right? Because they gave up a first round. So now Golden State's got two first round
picks. I think the Warriors won that.
With Wiggins, honestly, I really think in the NBA now you need an elite point guard. Without an elite point guard, you're not going to make it, man. Minus the Lakers because...
Well, who are you talking about, the Warriors?
What do you mean? Well they got Russell. Russell's
a... Oh, you mean... Okay, yeah, yeah. Going to the T-Wolves.
Yeah, so T-Wolves, that improved the T-Wolves big time, right? They cut the fat on a lot of things. Wiggins' time was up. He's not an all-star player, right? He's just a good all-around role player, right? And I think it worked out for both. The Warriors did get a better deal, but I think in the end, I think the Timberwolves are going to shine a lot better because now you have a solid young core, right? Russell, amazing. He has changed his game. Unreal. You have...
Well, I don't know you were that big of a fan of D'Angelo Russell.
I like him. I think I like guys who, you know, they get let go for, they get, you know, kind of kicked to the curb. We kind of dump with you. Like, look at the Warriors did. Like, they're like, we didn't even give you a chance to play with Steph and them. We're just going to get rid of you, right? That was basically it.
Well, yeah.
We traded you because we didn't want to lose the value of Durant. So we took you. Now we have trade bait. And now we can get something out of it.
Exactly. They had a plan to move him to begin with, right? Smart business move.
But at the same time, it looks bad, right? Like, hey, you didn't really want me there. So what's the attempt, right? You know what I mean? So the fact that he's on the Warriors, Timberwolves, he wanted to be on the Timberwolves, right? Now you have Anthony Towns. You got him. That's a solid mix. You got some nice young guys. You're ready to go, you know? And I think the Timberwolves are going to start winning games. It might be a little bit too late, but they might be able to get that eighth spot. You never know.
I think they might win a couple more games, but I don't think that trade. I think they're still pretty similar team. Like the ball will move a little bit more.
Well, they just beat the Clippers.
Yeah, and now you know who the number one guy is. There's no muddling around of what's. I'm actually Andrew Wiggins fan. I kind of always been a fan since he came into the league, and like he's averaging 24 points a game this year. Like he's not. You know, he's not a horrible player. And I think on the Warriors, what a move. Because a lot of these teams will let these superstars, like you were saying, Nick, walk away for nothing. And they just right at the end did do that sign and trade, get D'Angelo Russell. And the nice thing with getting D'Angelo Russell is the contract that he got paid before he got there. Or did they? No, they signed him to that contract, right? Because they knew that they could move that because it wasn't like a 230 for four. It was like a 140 for four, 140 for five. And how amazing is that? Once Steph and Clay come back and you have the whole band back, I think that Andrew Wiggins factor is different because these guys are going to be shooting the ball, but Andrew Wiggins, I think, is going to... He's an okay 3-point shooter, but I think it's going to be very interesting to watch them because I think he's going to really be a slashing player. And when Steph and Clay are getting doubled, I think there's going to be big opportunities for big dunks. I think it's going to be exciting. I think the Warriors are going to be very exciting with Andrew Wiggins. So,
well, the good thing for him is he's on a team now where he's not asked to be an elite guy. So he doesn't have to worry about being the number one or the number 1B kind of thing.
Double team.
Right? Like, he's going to come in there and he basically has to be like the fourth option, third or fourth option. He's like Harrison Barnes was when he was over there, right? So now he's on there and like you're saying, the double team's going to open up wide for him. So to see how he's going to be able to play when the other guys get back is going to be the interesting part and how he's going to play. He's pretty much going to be the captain of like that second squad when one of those guys goes off. So to see how he plays with some of these off guys and having this extra year now to play with Clay not around and Curry slowly coming back gives him a chance to mesh and get some chemistry with some of the guys that he's going to be playing with like off the bench and whatnot. So how he finishes this year, I think is going to be a big factor on how successful he's going to be next year. The Warriors getting those draft picks was ridiculous.
Amazing. That's a
ridiculous.
Because if it's not in the top three, the pick's not protected. The next year, it's an unprotected pick, right?
Well, and they also got a second round pick, right?
Yeah, and that's what's amazing is if the Timberwolves, which I know Nick thinks different, if the Timberwolves don't really progress like crazy, those picks could be high value picks. Like those could be a top six, top seven pick. Even after all these guys are full strength, like the Warriors are going to have they might have a top three pick this year.
They will have a top three.
They're going to have a top three pick.
They will.
That's amazing. Like the draft class isn't the best draft class, but
I think that's the issue. The class isn't as big, right? It's not as big as it was past 2 years.
Who do you add? What do you add in that? What should the Warriors be looking for with that starting five?
With that pick or?
So Wiggins, Green, Thompson, Steph, What do they need? What do you think they should look for with that number one pick? More shooting or bigs?
You gotta sell that pick, man. As a Warriors, you don't need another. Really? Guard. You don't need another guard, man. You need to fill out that bench, man. Can you name me anybody on that bench?
Exactly. Eric Paschall. Yeah,
no, man. You're just doing
that's default, it, man. Marquise default. Chris.
No. You know what I mean? Like you gotta get rid of that pick, and you gotta fill out that bench, man. You gotta go back to that 72 win.
So you want to trade that pick?
I would trade it, man. Because who's gonna be number one pick? Top 1 to 3.
I don't know. I'm not too familiar. But I
think
just
Ball is supposed to be number one projected. No,
that's
right?
Next year.
Or is that next year?
Is that next year?
No, it's this draft coming up. This draft. Yeah, he's going to be in this one.
So
he might have to take Ball and try to trade him.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you don't need that for the Warriors get it, right? Yeah. The Knicks may get it. The Wizards may get it.
I think the Timberwolves are really waiting for Devin Booker's contract to be over. Because those guys are the new like crew, right? Cat, D'Angelo. Apparently, they've always talked about that.
Yeah.
So if Book can get there, if Book gets there in 2 years when his extensions, when it's over,
Timberwolves are gonna have a good 10 years. Man.
That's gonna be big. Yeah.
But I think
which would be nice.
Yeah, but I think I'm gonna go back to your thing, Bell, with Wiggins as the fourth option. Being the fourth option, how many touches do you think he's gonna get? How many? It's going to be a decrease. He needs to realize that. And a lot of people don't like that. You know what I mean? He got a lot of touches. Yeah, you're scoring 25 points, but he was getting a lot of touches, right? Ball is majority going to him. Now it's not going to go to him.
I think if he can be averaging 18 points, 18 points.
So now his stats are going to go down.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, his stats are definitely going to go down. And
but if he doesn't know that already, he's pretty dumb.
It, right? He knows he's joining the Warriors, right?
But as your stats go down, now your value goes down. And a guy like him sure looks at value, right?
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily his value goes down, like especially on that team, right? Because of his role on that team is going to be just giving him that extra bit to get him over. So once they get back, the main guys get back, they know that they need that other role player in order to get to the championships consistently.
Well, they've
seen
it, right?
Yeah. And they're not talking about one or two. The thing with Harrison Barnes and like Harrison Barnes leaving is because he went to go get a big contract and go get money. Wiggins already has that money now, right? So he can sink back. He's already signed a big contract and he'll still get paid decently well.
He'll sign another contract.
Yeah. Like, he just needs to be that extra piece and not be the guy, right? And I think he'll also get some of those extra touches and a little bit more, like, pad his stats a bit, like I said.
He's going to get easier baskets for sure. He's an athletic guy. He's always going to be one-on-one. A lot of the time, he's going to get passes and be slashing right to the rim. And, like, I don't know. I think it's going to be good for him. I don't know. I don't know why.
He's a strong enough offensive player that you can sub off Curry or Clay and leave him on, and you can even sub off Draymond, and then he's back to being like a first or second option for
true.
Offensively, right? Yep. My question is defensively, we're talking about what the Warriors are probably going to need. It's going to be someone to step up defensively on the perimeter, right? It can't just be Draymond there for those guys. So either Wiggins has got to change his game defensively.
Clay's one of the best on ball defenders too, right? So they've dealt with that. Like KD, obviously long guy. Mm-hmm. So Wiggins could be a little bit of a deficit, but maybe they can get something like Nick's saying with that moving.
That's what I'm saying. That's the pick that they should be looking for. Like that's the missing piece that they'll need is an extra defender. I just don't know how strong a defender Wiggins is.
Yeah. So
what were you guys' thoughts on the Rockets beginning of the year to now? Now that their tallest guy is 6'5" on the team.
So I actually read something funny today. That's funny that you mentioned that. I got like a notification. I think the Rockets are guaranteeing the last year of PJ Tucker's deal. So it's like $13 million or something, but it wasn't fully guaranteed. So I guess they guaranteed it now. And it was funny because it was like Rockets guarantee center PJ Tucker's deal. That's what it fucking said. I just lost center, it. Yeah, yeah. He plays center now. Yeah. So
the tallest guy on the team is 6'5", PJ Tucker. Now, in the beginning of the year, everyone thought, okay, Rockets for sure, top four team. They're gunning. They're putting all their chips in. They're ready to go. You lose Clint Capella. Is it Capella, right? Clint Capella to ATL. Now you lose your height. Now they're just playing small ball.
Yeah.
What are you guys' thoughts on that? What?
Well, I like the Rockets still, but I don't think they can. Like, they can't beat the Clippers. Like, they can't beat the Clippers. They can't beat the Lakers, I don't think.
They just beat the Nuggets in a series.
But that's the thing, though, is sometimes you never know, man. Like, when D'Antoni did this stuff back in the day with the Suns and whatnot, and it didn't work then because the league was so much bigger, who knows? Maybe it works now, right? You just don't know. And Russell Westbrook, have you guys seen this, his past, like, 20 games?
Well, his last...
He's been amazing.
Well, you mentioned the Lakers. He put up, what, 45, 50 points against the Lakers, and they won? He's
been on a tear. So...
He's amazing, man.
The question is, can they maintain that pace, right? Like, you're talking Harden has to go off one night, or Westbrook has to go off.
I'm so excited for the playoffs, man.
Yeah, that's the thing. Can they both be doing that at the same time come playoff time when everything tightens up? You saw... Harden get fatigued all the time, right? Like, that's been the argument against them the last few years. So I just don't know if Harden's built for that long of a run. So,
well, you gotta look at this. I think this is D'Antoni's last year on his contract. Harden as well, I believe.
They haven't offered anything to him either.
So I think they're waiting and seeing what happens. They could blow everything up. Like, I think Westbrook's contract's up, or, you know, it's player option. Something like that.
Probably something like that. Yeah. I'm sure they have him for a couple more years, at least.
But what I'm saying is, they could just, this team could just be gone by next year, right? So you never know what could happen. Who knows? Maybe Harden might come back to OKC. Throwing that out there, you know.
OKC has been underrated. They're one of my most favorite teams to watch right now. They are Chris Paul has been. He's an all-star this year.
Yeah. He's been so good.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, you didn't used to like Chris Paul.
I still don't like Chris Paul. I still don't like him.
This is actually a conversation I was having with someone. Is that a lot of people think, like, Chris Paul's not like a top 15 point guard all the time.
He is.
There's people who think that.
He is. He's just, I think the issue is his...
He gets trolled and stuff, I think, is the issue. Yeah. Like,
no rings social media, is the issue.
Well, I don't think
no
it's the
rings. Everyone think, left him.
I don't think it's the,
him.
I don't think it's the rings. I think it's more of, he's never gone far enough. Yeah, he's gone to the Western Conference. Has he gone to the NBA Finals? No.
Nope.
So Western Conference Finals, he's been there, what, twice in his career?
Yeah.
He's always out first round or second round, you know, like those types of things. So he's there, but he's never up there in the next class, right? So I think that's where he gets roasted.
So what do you guys think of the Marcus Morris to the Clippers? What do you guys think that does to that team? Does that really screw the Lakers over? Like, because the big thing with the Lakers Clippers thing was they couldn't guard Anthony Davis. So does that change anything in your guys' eyes? Can they guard Anthony Davis now?
Marcus Morris, yes. Marcus Morris, he's a game changer. Guys screwed the Spurs over, man. What? Goes to the Knicks, get that check. Now he's on the playoff contender.
What do you mean he screwed the Spurs over?
So he made a personal agreement in the offseason that he was going to sign a 2-year, I think it was like 15 mil, something like that. Like mid veteran salary, right?
Yeah. Not shit deal, but
he was like, cool, I'm going to take it. He verbally agreed on it. Then the Knicks were
DeAndre
like,
Jordan.
Then the Knicks were like, we'll give you a 1 year for 15.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'll take it. Signed it, right?
That's good, though.
Signed it the moment before the 8
That's good on his part because he's probably like, man, I'm going to fucking have the ball all game.
So he banked on himself to play, and now he got traded to the Clippers, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, with Knicks, him being traded, now that Rich Paul... I don't know, you guys familiar with Rich Paul?
Mm-hmm.
He's like the super agent, right? So him being...
LeBron's buddy.
No, it's not Rich Paul. Who am I thinking of? There's an agent that just became president. Oh my God, what's his name?
Oh, you're talking about the Knicks new guy.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it like Pope or something? Leon something?
Oh, Leon Poe. Or no, not Leon Poe.
Leon Poe. I can't believe we just shouted out Leon Poe.
It's something Leon.
It's something like that.
But anyways, so by him not kind of... throwing his agency out, right? He's throwing that license away to become president. Think about how many guys that's under his under the banner, right?
Leon Poe. You mean Scott Perry?
Nope. Wrong name.
No, it's not Scott.
It's not Scott Perry. And And so now that he's going to be the president, yeah, you have a bad owner, but at the same time, he knows that he can negotiate on deals, right? Being a president, like, how are you not going to bring people in? What are you going to do differently as the president, right? Just because the owner is just paying the check, giving you checks, you're controlling everything now, right?
No, for sure.
And the Knicks are the second biggest franchise to make money, and they lose for the last 20 years.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to give the Knicks too much spotlight. They're
Leon Rose is that name.
Shit for Leon Rose. But so do you guys think that's a problem that the Lakers didn't add anyone, or are they okay?
I think they were waiting for Iguodala, and they fucked up.
You think so?
Yeah, because they traded him. I think everyone was waiting for Iguodala to get
so the that's buyout. Let's talk about that though. The Iggy to the Heat.
Yep.
Does that no. are they the best team in the East?
No.
Really?
Bucks, man. You can't stop the Bucks. No, I don't talking about the Bucks.
I don't see how Iggy even really moves the needle on that team right now. Just because we don't know what he looks like from the last time we saw him play.
Yeah.
And He doesn't give him much. Well, that's the thing. We don't know what he's going to do now that he's back to being one of those guys, but I don't think he gives him much more offensively. And does that climb you towards, the Bucks, even the Raptors? Like, I don't think that team matches up still with either of those teams. So I don't think he gives you all that much. Now the Lakers not doing anything. I guess now they're hoping that Carlson comes out of retirement and signs with them.
No, he just said like, probably 2 hours before we got here, he's not
he's staying back. Retired.
Yeah, he's staying retired.
See, there you go. Because what was it, Saturday night or Friday night? He was at a game.
He's at the game. He's like chilling. So he's like walking out at halftime.
I don't know, but I do hear that J.R. Smith might be back.
Fuck.
So maybe that guy, the shirtless wonder, will be the deciding factor in this another NBA title.
No, he won't be.
All right. Then LeBron would have to give him some props, right?
No, that's not going to happen. I guess those are really the three biggest probably trades and stuff that did happen, right?
I think the biggest, the most curious and like questionable one is Andre Drummond.
Yeah, that was a weird one. I didn't really see it. I didn't see it like breaking news or anything. I think I saw, I think you told me.
Yeah, it was just like such a weird thing that just happened. It's like, why are you doing that? Like, what's the point of that?
Detroit, I don't know why Cavs did it. Detroit's just unloading, right? They're just trying to.
Who did the Cavs give up?
Start all over again.
Who did they give up? Do we know?
I don't even know.
That's what I'm saying. It was such a weird trade.
Detroit was basically just to be like, man, we got to clean up the closet here, man. Who wants this guy? Take him. Like, he's not. We're talking about the new NBA. He's not a piece that really fits into it, right? Like, he still gets good numbers, but he's not that piece where you're like, uh-oh. This is going to push us over the top, especially the Cavs. Like you're saying, what the hell are the Cavs doing? Why do they need a big guy? So kind of a real life little friction here for you guys. Just read an article about this girl out in Ontario. Came across a bag filled with money, and she took it to the police station to return it. They ended up giving her, I guess, like a $500 reward. She didn't know about it or whatever, but like anticipate the reward. So she was super thankful to get the reward. Turns out there was $30,000 in the bag. Now she's getting roasted online. What would you guys have done in that situation?
Well, she's...
I would never take the money back.
Nope.
Cash.
What kind of bag was it? Did it have like the ink thing in it?
It was like a paper bag, let's say.
I wouldn't. I would never. You have 30K in there? Fuck. You would see me in a new Honda Accord, man.
Well, what would you do with it?
Not even saving. The guy goes to Spencer so they can't take it back.
You take it straight to the dealership.
The cops try to repeal it. It's like, oh, he fucking applied for this loan. He got approved. Hey, man, sorry, there's nothing we can do. You put this all down, you make a loan of $2,000.
Nice base Honda Accord, man, 2020. Well, that's all you need, man. Nice CarPlay with Bluetooth, heated seats.
You keep it, but what do you do? You can't just show up to the bank and be like, okay, can you deposit this?
You don't need to do that, man.
You could just deposit like $1,000 every couple months. You use a lot of cash, right?
Pay everything by cash.
If you want to do anything, you do prepaid stuff. Like, you can do whatever, man.
That's been a theme for the night is prepaid credit cards.
That's easy. Like 30 grand. If it was like $1 million or something, then that's different. $1 million, like,
I don't have a nice Bugatti.
I think a lot of people
show up with the bank.
I think a lot of people, if
doesn't look sus at all,
because if you find like $1 million, I think a lot of people be like, well, you can't get popped for that, like, you know, in terms of taking it to the bank or all of that.
Yeah,
I just think people would get very, and I feel like I would get this like this too. Like if I was just using cash all the time, like if I had found that, if say I found like 10 mil, if I was around you guys, I would just be using cash all the time, right? And I got it, guys.
Just give me back later.
Me and you guys would just, eventually it would just start coming to light a bit, like, hey, just keep using cash, or like, or maybe I will start thinking that way. Like maybe I shouldn't use cash. And then you start changing the way you do things. And I think people notice that a lot quicker and you start making mistakes because of it.
Well, I think that would get in my head right away. Like even talking about the 30 grand, right? Like even talking about the 30 grand, I'd be worried like, oh, I'm going to go and pick up this bag. I'm like, who saw me pick up this bag? Who knows that I've got this? Who's out here looking for this? I don't know. I think I get a little paranoid. I think I might just fucking just walk right on by, man. Maybe stake it out and see if anyone else comes before.
If you stake it out, that means
stake it out and not pick it up.
I don't know. I don't think I'd grab it right away.
You're not getting it then. If you stake it out and not pick it up, you're not getting it.
You're not getting it. Your chances are very low.
Yeah. I don't know. I think
see somebody else in a brand new Accord.
I think I'd be too paranoid to take it, man.
Brand new Accord.
Or you'd have to get it and like go on a trip like right away and just get out of the city for a while.
On Expedia? How are you gonna give cash to Expedia, man?
I have to go to find an old school travel agency.
Imagine how badly you would want that in your account. Like,
well, that's,
you
know,
like, you find that like 50 G. So you find like 100 G's, like you just have it in like under your fucking bed or something. And you just want to deposit it so bad. You want to just see it in your bank account, you know? You might be able to give it to people too, though.
That's
to
just spread, be like, it out, hey, man.
Just spread it out. And then, but still, I think a lot of banks, you see a lot of like bigger e-transfers coming in. Like if you get like, you know, 20 e-transfers like for like $4,000, you could spin it off to be like, it's a business, or I'm thinking of starting a business and this is for investment, or there's many things you could say.
What you probably should do is once a month, just do it the same day, a deposit, whatever the max you can do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to do it, really.
How do you, and did you have anything more on that? That you want to continue?
Well, the other side of it was just the fact that there's people online, and that's, like I said, it's a teenage girl. They're roasting her, like roasting this girl for returning the money, like just trolling her so hard. I'm like, she's actually did the right thing though. Like, and you still get trashed online for doing that kind
of shit.
Honestly,
it seems like it's probably like drug money or something anyway, man. So I wouldn't really say it. Probably not the right thing.
Well, realistically, she did the right thing to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is the right thing to do. But we are scumbags. So we are going to get hung.
But the thing is, you taking that bag back, though, it doesn't mean that's going to go to the person. Because anyone could show up. It's just a bag of money. Like,
well, the police are probably taking
it. Yeah. Oh, it's definitely going to the police. Yeah.
Only 15,000 made it into the...
It's definitely going to the police.
They're probably buying a Honda Accord.
It's going to like some fund. It's going to some fund or something. And I know she probably didn't think of this, but that's why I don't really think it's quote unquote the right thing, because that money goes back to... Why the fuck is that money even there? That's someone who doesn't make proper decisions or God, issues.
That's God giving you a helping hand.
Yeah, and you just fucking slapped him.
Yeah, and you just ratted him out.
Yeah, so I'm actually a very much against her. I'm going to go on her Instagram and be like,
she snitched.
Now you're going to go troll her.
She snitched on God.
Maybe she didn't want this charity, man. She said, you know what? You've done enough. Let me handle this.
She said that?
Well, I'm just saying that she slapped God or snitched on God.
She snitched on him, not slapped him. You can't slap something that you can't reach. She's from Toronto?
It's Sudbury or one of those places. Okay. I'm not quite sure. Like outside, not in Toronto itself, but the GTA.
I was going to say she probably should give it to her parents, man. Parents are probably struggling with two jobs right now, trying to live that $1.2 million house, man.
So if you're her parents, do you still pay for her college, knowing that she had had the money that she could have paid for it herself? No tuition for her, right?
I know. If I had it and I gave it away, man, my parents would have fucking beat me up.
That's what I was going to say. What if this was your kid? What would you tell your kid?
Fucking pissed her like parents probably are, man.
If it was your kid, be Is that what you tell her? You tell her that she did the wrong thing?
No, I would want them to give me the fucking decision to make.
You ever find anything on the ground? You bring it home and I'll decide what we do.
I don't really want my teenage kid like going to the police office and shit anyway, man. Yeah. I'd rather deal with that. I wouldn't really want them going themselves doing all shit.
If the kid came to me and be like, "Dad, I don't know what to do," I'll be like, "Here, let me take care of it. Let me take this to the police for you."
And
next day I go to Vegas.
Yeah, watch your sister. I'm out of here for a week.
I'm gonna go get some milk.
Yeah.
Come back a week later.
Yeah.
Finally, I found milk. Yeah. Finally found this almond milk.
They try to call. The number you called is no longer in service.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ThirstWorldPod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.